I'm Mary Angish, and our all things gardening guru of grasses and seeds and trees and flowers and veggies, Charlie Nardozzi, joins me now. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
Today you're going to talk about a plant that really has kind of changed over the years, and maybe some home gardeners might not even think to include this in their gardens and landscapes because they're thinking about maybe the previous version. Can you talk about verbascum or mullein?
Yes, I'd love to talk about mullein or verbascum. This is a plant that comes in eroded areas or in new construction areas, and you'll see it starting to grow, and it has these big leaves that are silvery and soft and hairy. And they also send up a tall flower spike down the center, and that is usually yellow. So it can grow 3, 4, 5 feet tall. So it's really an outstanding plant. What breeders have done have taken that plant, that's a really tough plant, and made a lot of different variations of it. So there are varieties now that are shorter, that are still tall, they have different colored flowers to them, not as imposing. It's a really nice one to have if you're looking for a flower in the back of your garden that's going to stand up tall and be sturdy, kind of like a hollyhock or a foxglove, but sturdier than that. So some of the new varieties out there are ones that you might find in a garden center. Southern Charm is one we're growing. This is a short one. It's only 18 inches tall with beautiful multicolored flower spikes that come up. And they keep coming during the summer. So if you keep deadheading them, they'll keep coming. That's a really nice one. 16 Candles is a nice yellow one. A Wedding Candles is a white one with purple. And there's even an orange one called Clementine. So you can see when you go to a garden center that there's a lot of different variations. If you're looking for something in the back of the border that's going to stand really tall, like 6 feet tall, you can look for things like giant silver or Olympic. These are thugs in the garden. They're so big. But the nice thing about these verbascum is that they're either biennials or short-lived perennials. So even if you don't like it, you can probably get rid of it pretty easily. But if you do like it, it will come back year after year. It likes full sun, well-drained soil. In fact, it has a tap root, so it don't have to worry about drought in the summer. It really maintains itself really strongly. Like I said, deadheaded, it'll keep flowering for you right through the summer. Deer don't seem to like it either, so it's got a lot of different uses, and even in folklore it had a lot of uses. People would use those nice soft hairy leaves as liners in their shoes or even an alternative to toilet paper. So there you go. If you're really stuck out on the trail, think about that. So grow some verbascum this year. You might be really pleased with how it grows.
Oh, I love learning about that. That's very cool. We've got a couple questions from our gardening listeners. This first one comes from Chris in Middlebury. And Chris writes, after our garage foundation was rebuilt, we had a slope too steep to mow. A landscaper covered it with topsoil, and I planted a native grass mix in December of 2024. Several noxious weeds appeared, and I pulled them up. But now I find that most of the grass is reed canary grass. What can I do with that?
Well, Chris, that's a tough one. Reed canary grass is like a number of those different tenacious perennial weeds we have out there that'll self-sow from seed and will spread by underground rhizomes. So I think what you're going to have to do is a multifaceted approach to it. You can dig it out after a rain and try to get as much of the root system as possible. You can keep mowing it down to weaken it and then try to dig it out. You want to stop it from self-sowing because you don't want to have more seeds that are just going to keep germinating. You can even throw a tarp over it and just leave it there for a year or so and then come back. But it's going to have to be a multi-step approach where you're weakening it down and then digging out as much as you can. And then you're going to have to stay on top of it after that for a number of years. Probably the best thing to do in a big area is just decide where you're okay with leaving it and where you want to get rid of it and use some metal edging or some really deep edging around that area to keep it out once you do remove it.
This next question comes from Betsy in Brattleboro. Betsy writes, hi, Charlie. Why do some of my coneflowers have incomplete blossoms? Not all the petals are fully grown.
Well, Betsy, you know, we've had some pretty good heat waves already this summer, and it might be that when we had a heat wave with temperatures above 86 degrees, you're going to get some deformation happening on the flowers. And we did have a heat wave right when those echinacea were forming their flowers. So if you're looking at your plants now and those flowers are gone, but the ones that came after that look fine, then that's probably what it was. If the whole plant still looks weak and not growing very well, it could be Aster's yellows, which is a disease that can get on your plants. Or if you notice that the plant looks good, but the actual flower looks kind of deformed, it could be mites. So if it's mites, you want to just get rid of the flower. If it's Aster yellows, you want to get rid of the whole plant.
For more garden information and some helpful links too, visit vermontpublic.org and search All Things Gardening. And send us your gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're very welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.